Anne's contacted the programme this morning. Hello, Anne.
Hello. I'm just really phoning up to say that I used to smoke it for medical reasons, but it leads to depression and paranoia.
What medical reasons were they, Anne, if you don't mind me asking?
I have multiple sclerosis. Sclerosis, MS. Uh-huh. And I used to smoke it for, it relieved my spasms, relieved pain, and relaxed my body.
And it did help you, Anne, did it?
It did help me a lot. But because I suffer from depression, it made that worse. And it can also, and other people I've found, it can lead to paranoia. And in young people in particular, smoking a lot of it. But now I'm not against cannabis. I'm against massive abuse because it is abused. And Eamon McCann didn't know what he was talking about because he's urging people to campaign for it. But it's legalised.
He said that what he wants to see is a kind of a campaign, Anne, that calls for a sort of a sensible law in regards to cannabis. But yeah. Have you been left in a position then where, although it helped you physically, the side effects have prevented you then, have forced you to stop smoking it?
Well, I've stopped smoking it because I didn't want to get my depression worse and worse. And I was on antidepressants, so I didn't want it to mix with that. So I've stopped using it now for a few years. But I'm okay now. But at the time, I wasn't sure which was worse, the cannabis or the depression, which was making it worse, you know.
You were between a rock and a hard place, really, because it was helping you on the one hand, but hurting you on the other hand.
Yeah, but I really still think that for medical purposes, it should be legitimised and properly used for people with MS, with people with arthritis, people who it's proven that it can help, because it can help in all kinds of medical purposes.
Okay, Anne. Look, thank you so much for contacting us this morning and sharing your experiences with us.